Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has called in the National Guard and issued a curfew for the city of Burlington in the wake of unprecedented flooding due to severe storms across the southeast region of the state this week. Sheldon Dutez is an anchor and reporter for WISN 12 News Milwaukee. He joins us now from Burlington. Sheldon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us, because I imagine that things are busy today. I mean, what are the conditions in Burlington like?
A lot of the streets are impassable. The flooding has, it's just been unprecedented for the last few days. The Fox River runs through town, and it crested at 16 and a half feet early Thursday morning, and that's 3 feet higher than the previous record. So a lot of people are dealing with flooded basements. Drivers are being turned around at certain intersections because they can't get through because roads are flooded out. I was at a ballpark this morning, Little League Field, and it was completely submerged underwater. So the whole area, this part of Burlington, very saturated with a lot of the floodwater from the rain that fell earlier this week.
Well, and so you mentioned people with flooded basements. I mean, have folks been displaced? Are certain people in risk of losing their homes?
Well, I just talked with the Red Cross. They have set up a shelter at one of the local high schools here. And although people have not checked in, people have stopped by to pick up water or to charge their cell phones and so forth. But one of my colleagues interviewed a gentleman who was recording on his cell phone as gushing water was coming through his basement and filling it up in a matter of minutes. So people are staying in their homes, it seems like, so far, and just kind of dealing with the conditions. Some of that water has started to recede, though.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, as you mentioned, though, I mean, these conditions are pretty severe. Record-breaking river levels for the Fox River, more than 5 feet over flood stage. Good news that it's going down, but tell us a little bit about the National Guard being brought in. I mean, what are they being asked to do, and is their presence visible around the city?
Well, the governor declared a state of emergency. Governor Scott Walker declared a state of emergency for Burlington, which is in Racine County, and two surrounding counties that were also hard hit by this storm. So about 60 members of the National Guard are here in Burlington, and you can definitely see and feel their presence. They've got their military vehicles set up strategically at different intersections that are blocked off. So they're kind of helping to direct cars around roads that are not passable and just keeping a presence here in this area.
Mm. And I just have to ask, I mean, have there been any fatalities?
So far, there have not been any reports of any serious injuries or any loss of life. And a lot of people here are very grateful that it's just been limited to property damage, although the property damage is very extensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's significant to have property damage, but I want to echo that sentiment. It's good news so far that no one's been hurt or killed. But are there threats of more storms? What's the weather looking like for the weekend?
It's a little gloomy right now. There's a bit of a break from the rain at the moment, but the skies look overcast and cloudy right now. A lot of people out here are hoping that things stay dry for the rest of the weekend so that the water can continue to recede, because it's going to take a few days for everything to get back down to normal operating levels for this area. But everyone's just waiting, trying to clean up. You can hear the sound of generators throughout town, and different cleaning crews have started to arrive to help clean some of these basements and dry them out.
Well, Sheldon Dutez is an anchor and reporter for WISN 12 News Milwaukee, speaking to us from Burlington, Wisconsin, where they've been experiencing incredible amounts of flooding. Sheldon, thank you so much.
Thank you.